Washington, September 11th, 1939. Private. My dear Churchill, it is because you and I occupied similar positions in the Great War that I want you to know how glad I am that you are back in the Admiralty. Your problems are, I realize, complicated by new factors, but the essential is not very different. What I want you and Prime Minister Chamberlain to know is that I shall at all times welcome it if you will keep me in touch with anything you want me to know about. You can always send sealed letters through your pouch or my pouch. Oh, I'm glad you did the Marlborough volumes before this thing started, and I much enjoyed reading them. With my sincere regards, faithfully yours, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
London, October the 5th, 1939. The following from Naval Person. Your letter takes me back to 1914, and it is certainly a most unusual experience to occupy the same post, fighting the same enemy 25 years later. I am sorry there has been trouble about recent incidents. Instructions have been given only to arrest and fire upon enemy ships out of sight of United States shores. I am happy to report that as a result of action off the River Plate, the whole South Atlantic is now clear of warlike operations. In case you may be interested in details of recent action, I am sending various reports by first airmail. The damage to HMS Exeter from 11-inch guns was most severe, and the ship must largely be rebuilt. The marvel is, she stood up so well. Permit me to send you, sir, all the compliments of the season.
February 1st, 1940, Washington, D.C. My dear Churchill, ever so many thanks for that tremendously interesting account of the extraordinarily well-fought action of your three cruisers. I'm inclined to think that when we know more about the facts, it will turn out the damage to the pocket battleship Graff's Bay was greater than reported. I wish I could talk things out with you in person, but I am grateful to you for keeping me in touch as you do. Always sincerely, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
On Friday evening last, I received His Majesty's commission to form a new administration, and this I have done. I say to you tonight, as I said to the House, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.